Hey, Dave. I'm in the car. I'm driving. So I know you had a rough day. I called you earlier, but you didn't pick up, and I was kind of worried since you haven't responded to me all day. So I called your friend Alex to see if you were with them. They told me that you've been having kind of a tough week, you know, with work, deadlines, and general human life stuff. They said that you looked like the living dead when you left the office today, and that you probably just passed right out as soon as you got home. So, with all that, I'm currently on my way to your place. I got Chinese food, a blanket, a scented candle, and a random DVD I grabbed at the checkout last minute. I guess I'll have to see if it's worth the $5. Oh, I almost forgot. I got your favorite ice cream. I hope it doesn't melt before I get there. And of course, I have myself, my arms to lay in and hold you, my lips to kiss. I'm all yours. I want to help, Dave. Take stress off you. I know you've been working hard and you really deserve it. Babe, I really just wish you would talk to me more. I'm here for you. I know you're stressed, but I want to hear about your day. I want to know what's going on with you. I want to be there to help you. While I was on the phone earlier with Alex, they also mentioned that you're having some family issues again. And they didn't know that I didn't know. They kind of just went off really fast on the phone by accident and let a few key points slip before they realized that I didn't know what they were talking about. Look, I don't know exactly what's going on, but from what I can tell, babe, that's really, really shitty, and I'm so sorry you're going through that right now. But love, this is what I'm talking about. Babe, I'm here for you. I know you're scared of opening up to somebody because it hasn't gone well for you before, but you really need to know that, like, you don't have to take the world on alone. I'm right here. I'm here next to you. I want to help you. I want you. I want all of you. I'm not leaving you. You make me happy, really. And I love you so, so much. You make me a better person, and I never want to go without you. Sometimes I just sit and look at you, and just all I can think of is just, wow, they're mine. Because there's so many beautiful and wonderful things about you that you don't see. Like how you're so hardworking and how you always work to reach your goals, and not to mention how fucking smart you are. God damn. It floors me every time I see something you've been working on, like your spreadsheets, and everything's all color-coded with, and there's formulas everywhere, and there's all the tables, and shit's like magic. Or how it sounds when you laugh. I love it so much. Or how your eyes light up when you see me. And then all your mannerisms change when I'm around you. One of my very favorite things about you is the way that it feels to kiss you in the morning when you first wake up. Your lips are all puffy and warm, and you can't keep your eyes open, but you still manage to smile at me. I want you. I want us. Please. You don't have to be afraid of me. You can talk to me. I'm here for you. I'm for you. I want you. I want to help you. I love you. I love you. I really do. So anyways, I've been rambling. I just pulled into your parking lot. I should be up in a few minutes. I'm bringing Chinese food. I got ice cream. And of course, I'm bringing all of my love and affection for you. I can't wait to see and talk to you, babe. See you in a few minutes. I love you. Bye.